Hello, and on Radio Gorgeous today, I'm very happy to be welcoming Sarah Tucker, who's our Gorgeous Escapes person who goes all around the world on behalf of us. And today, she's going to be talking about the Merlot Estate, which is near Assisi in Italy. And this is especially to people that love their wine and their food and culture. Hi, welcome back to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello,
Sarah.
Josephine. Hello. I'm very excited about Italy. It's one of my favourite countries that I travel to. I think if you can't get romantic or feel good feeling in Italy, I think you're lost, you know. Basically, it's got everything. But I just come back from a place that I've stayed at a few times in the autumn and in the spring. I'd recommend it. It's called the Merlot Estate.
How do you spell that?
Murlo. Mm-hmm. Again, you'll find details on the website. It's a wine estate. It is about, I think, if you fly into Rome. I flew into Rome. It's about a good 2 hours drive from Rome, so you can fly. You can get closer flights there. I think you've got to go to probably to Stansted or to Gatwick to get sort of like to fly into airports that are closer. But I wanted to see some of the beautiful surrounding towns and villages, Saint-Germain, which I've been to before. Again, it's one of those places where I think I've mentioned it before. They've got, they've found an old Roman city, and they're excavating there, and the locals keep nicking bits and pieces for their gardens and having to have things brought back, you know. So it's an interesting place. But I stayed at the estate because, one, I wanted to get to know my wine better, and also they hold cookery courses there, and I know that there's so much interest now in seeing cookery programs on TV, I've got a friend actually who she always leaves her cookery books and recipe books in the toilet so that people can see what they're eating at the same time, which I think is rather odd. Yeah. But anyway, we're all interested. If we don't cook, we're interested in people who do cook and seeing it happen.
So you went on a cookery and wine tasting course?
I went on a cookery and wine tasting course there. And as I said, they hold them at only certain times of year, and I'll give you more details about that on the website. But it is you stay in villas. They're all sort of situated up high, and I've got a thing about being up in the mountains, up in the hills. Mm-hmm. And again, the views are incredible. You literally wake up in the morning to the most incredible landscapes when you stay at this estate. Excellent walking, fabulous walking
as
you're walking. It is inland, but you've got excellent walking. Mm. There's a fishing lake if you want to fish. Mm. There's a fishing lodge. It's so beautiful. It's used for Italian Vogue's have used it a lot, and Harper's Bazaar have used it a lot for their sort of like interiors and fashion shoots. Mm. If you've got a dog, excellent dog walking. There's lots of people who go cycling there, running there, trekking there.
Is it red wine there or white wine?
Both. They've got red wine and white wine. They've also got as I said, I teach yoga. Some of the listeners may know that I teach yoga both to children and adults, and they have a lot of these private yoga instructors and Pilates teachers that can come to your villa and help you in the morning, give you a session in the morning or just before you go to bed. So it is one of those places that I would say for a short weekend break or midway weekend break, it's a must. Another thing that I recommend people do if they stay there is not just to, when you go to a place like this, because it's so beautiful, it's got its outdoor pool, there's so much to do there, you may just want to stay there and not go out and explore. And a lot of the people who come here, it's like repeat business. They go there year in, year in, year out, because they love it so much. And it's good value. But what I recommend is that you do, at least if you're going for 3 or 4 days or even shorter or even a week, a lot of people just go for a week break,
take at least one trip out. And I went to Assisi. And now, I'd never been to Assisi before. I'd heard a lot about it, you know, Francis of Assisi and you know, expecting animals all over the place. But it is very interesting place. Lots of churches, as you can imagine. If you go in high season, you can also imagine lots and lots of tourists. So again, this is why autumn, early spring, excellent times to go. And I think that's probably when you'll see Italy at its best anyway, this particular area. And Umbria is always sort of like being the poor sister a little bit to Tuscany. But I took the walk from Assisi to actually the monastery where Francis was, where he stayed. And again, it's a beautiful walk. And this is why I said, go in the autumn, because then you've got the autumn colours and the autumn light. And go in the spring, where again, you've got the flowers, the beautiful flowers, and the smell. It's very, although a lot of people tend to think of Italy, the culture, the buildings, the history, in many ways what I explored in this trip, both at the vineyard and both at the estate and when I went to visited Assisi, is I discovered a walking holiday. But rather than a walking holiday where sometimes you walk and you walk and walk and the views are beautiful, but they're the same. It's a bit samey. This one was very, very interesting. You've got lots of things to see, lots of things to talk about. And actually, even if you're going by yourself, because a lot of people think, you know, if they're going with a couple, it's very nice, very romantic. But if you are going on a holiday by yourself and you are alone for whatever reason, or you want to be alone, this is an excellent trip to do. And so, you know, even having, if you like, the villa to yourself, or one of the smaller villas to yourself, you can do that. You can, you know, speak to the owners and negotiate a deal. It's something worth, it's something definitely worth trying. So that's the Merlo Estate. Just fly into Rome, take a trek out to Assisi, and you'll have a glorious time.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous and talking all about Italy. You'll hear the most amazing interviews of women on radiogorgeous.com.